back again, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz on a beautiful April afternoon. Ike, how you feeling?
Brother Spike, I'm doing pretty good. The most worthless day of the week. We've arrived here again.
Oh, I forgot about that.
We've arrived here again. Every 7 days, we're here. Yeah, so we've arrived here again. I'm happy to be here. What a beautiful day it is outside today. No baseball last night, so I'm not so sure how much Jackie Baseball adds to the show today. But you know what? I'm here to listen to hear what he has. Holla at your boy.
I tell you what, we're monitoring the situation as we always do. Ike has increased his aggressiveness towards me in the last 24 hours. I think he's sick of me complaining about the parking garage,
yep.
Which I will complain about until the end of time. You know, I'm not going to complain about anything, guy. That's what me and Ike built this whole staple off of, our relationship. No complaining.
You complain all the time.
I do not complain all the time.
You complain.
About what?
Seltzer.
Yeah, he's always tired. Grow up. You've been on the show for 2.5 years. I don't want to hear how tired you are. We got a podcast. Podcast to do, pal. I don't complain about squat.
All right.
First of all, I got to hear about your house problems every day.
Well, it's almost over. It's almost over. We move on Thursday. No more complaining as of Thursday. You could be a new man on Thursday.
I don't know if he's going to be a new man.
I'm going to be a new man.
Yeah, 0%
well,
chance
he'll
you're going to
be complaining about parking for yes. another month or
well,
two.
I won't be a new man.
I'm poor, and I have kids at home.
Oh,
and
no.
We got it. We got it.
Where's the violin, man?
Yeah, hit the sad violin.
You had to take me off the parking list? Why? Why? It was perfectly fine. No one noticed. I get one nice new car, and everyone's like, oh, he makes too much money now.
Like, yep. Hold on. Who's that driving that electric car?
Yeah.
You're not even supposed to be able to hear it coming.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
There goes
that
Jack.
That's awesome.
And you're not going to be a new man. You're going to be the same Spike, except with a new house.
I'm going to be new old Spike. I'm going to be the Spike that I was three months ago, as opposed to the Spike that I've been for the last.
And Rod
6 weeks.
Didn't text me back when I asked for $375 a month for the parking. I'm looking for races over here.
All right,
let's do the show.
All right, big show. Baldy joins us at 4 to go over the Eagles draft. Tuesdays with Elliot happening at 3 o'clock. We know that'll end up in a fight one way or another. But I start off, we're going to do a Tell the Truth Tuesday because I am going to tell the truth. I don't think anybody will find this surprising, but I do think we are at a point in the Eagles offseason where you can say that largely the Eagles offseason is over. Right. I got a lot of people telling me just wait, you know, during the free agency period and so on and so forth. And yes, we may see a player here or there this summer, but I think we can fairly say the Eagles offseason is over. And here, as we are taking stock of the Eagles offseason, I'm just like, I'm disappointed. I guess I would, if I'm being honest on Tell the Truth Tuesday, I'm just disappointed in the Eagles offseason because they got worse. And they just won the Super Bowl. And what I felt after winning the Super Bowl was here is an opportunity. Here's a team that is largely in their prime, just had the number one defense, has an offense that looks like it can get better, so on and so forth. Let's go in for the kill. Let's use this offseason to go in for the kill. Let's go get another one. And instead, it seems like they are taking a break almost this offseason or resetting. And while they'll be a contender, we ended the season last year sort of, you know, way above everybody else. We look at this roster and say, this is by far the best team in the NFL. And I feel like with this offseason, we're still a good team, but we're with all the other contenders. So if I'm going to be honest on Tell the Truth Tuesday, I'm going to say that I'm just sort of disappointed in the offseason and the tack they decided to take.
Yeah, not surprised there.
Yes.
With you. I wouldn't say I'm disappointed. I'm content with what the offseason has been like. I knew there'd be some difficult decisions that would have to be made this year, this offseason with personnel. So they had to make some difficult decisions there. They also made some good decisions by extending guys and bringing guys back like a Zach Bond. And then, you know, you get out of the draft, and I look at what they did with their first few picks of the draft. You know, they had to replenish the talent they lost on the defensive side of the ball with younger guys, with higher ceilings, and you hope that you can balance out. You may not be as strong on that side of the football as you were last year. Doesn't mean you have to be terrible on that side of the ball. Doesn't mean your offense has to carry a little bit more of the load this year versus what they did last year. Although they were very good last year, don't get me wrong. Very good last year, averaging 27 points a game. But they may have to do a little bit more this year. Here's the thing. When you are a defending champion, meaning you're just coming off of winning this thing, your roster is always going to get hit the hardest. And it's a difficult task to try to put together a roster that's comparable to what just won a championship. So that would be unfair for them to do, to put that expectation on them. But you have to ask yourself, are we good enough to go do it again? And if I'm looking at the personnel right now compared to the rest of the league, I think they are good enough. Now, it's going to be harder, tougher schedule, road tests, all of that, inexperienced players that don't have championship sort of medal. I get that. But I look at the offensive side of the ball, and I'm like, man, there's so much talent on that side of the ball. That's just where I have to hang my hat at this year. So I'm content with what they've done. They haven't done – I'm not going to sit here and tell you I feel better about the team and they're better than they were last year. But there are not very many repeat champions. And the one thing I wouldn't have wanted, Spike, is the feeling of we've already passed on this season as far as trying to win a championship.
But don't you kind of feel like that's what they've done?
I don't feel that. That's why I was yelling to the top of my lungs at Elliott 2 weeks ago about trading A.J. Brown. Because to me, that's the type of stuff that would symbol or signify that you're not trying to win this year. They're coming back with a roster that you can still go out and win with.
Can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I
can.
Can.
Yeah.
But I think they went from... You know, when you see the odds and see them as the favorite to win the Super Bowl, I don't know if they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. I think they're right there with maybe five or six other teams. And at the end of last year, they felt way better than every other team. And for them to take a step back and maybe say, hey, we got to grow, we got to look toward the future, when it just seems like it was right there to win another one, that's why I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed to see so many productive players gone. I'm not just disappointed to see productive players gone, but I'm disappointed to not see them replaced with players that I know can be productive almost immediately. Sure, could these draft picks, they could work out, but that's going to be years.
Young players, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
you got to have measured expectations with rookies.
Like everyone's saying, oh, Makuba, he's the CJGJ replacement.
CJ, yeah.
It's like, okay, he was the last pick of the second round. Like, let's relax before we're saying that he's automatically replacing the guy who's
a Pro Bowl level player.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what CJ, let's face it, that's what CJGJ was, is a Pro Bowl level player.
So with Makuba placing him, maybe, we have what, Kelee Ringo replacing, you know,
Slay.
Darius Slay.
Or Dory Jackson.
We have...
Kelee Ringo. We're not doing a Dory Jackson.
Okay. I'm just saying, he's here.
On. Well, he's here. It's just like, I don't know.
Is he with USC? That's why you like him?
What's that?
He went to USC? That's why you like him?
Who?
Adoree Jackson.
I don't like him. He's just there. Yeah, he's fine. He wasn't even good enough to play all the time on the Giants. All right, it's Tell the Truth Tuesday, 215-592-9494. It is a safe space. Are you a little disappointed in the Eagles' offseason? Are you disappointed we went from by far the best roster in the NFL to just another contender? It's okay to admit you're a little bit disappointed. It doesn't mean you don't like the players that are on the team. It doesn't make you not an Eagles fan, but you could be a little disappointed. Jack, are you a little disappointed in the Eagles?
No, because I made peace with it. Because I've already accepted that it's going to be a step back season, and I'm ready to give them a pass. Like, they just won the Super Bowl. I mean, why can't I give them a pass? I don't need this gung-ho, bang, 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 let's go back-to-back. The Eagles deserve a pass for next year. They're obviously getting younger on defense.
No one's really going to give them a pass next year. They lose the first game to the Lions or the Rams or whoever it is. Nobody's giving them a pass, yeah. I can promise you
He's
that.
He's the last person that'll be giving out passes.
Well, yes. Yeah, this is the fakest pass I ever saw in my entire life.
Give them a nice pass.
They may get a pass at the end of the season when it's all ultimately over.
When you guys are all saying how hard it is to go back-to-back.
Of course, exactly. Well, it is hard to go back-to-back.
And what the Eagles are doing now is they're trying to extend their window rather than closing their window. That's what they're doing, which is fine.
Okay.
It's a step back here. It's fine.
No, it's not. That's why I don't agree with you on a step back here.
Well, it's definitely a step back here.
Don't agree with the step back here. I certainly don't agree that they are intentionally taking a step back this year.
How are they not intentionally taking a step back? They let a bunch of good players go and replace them with bargain bin.
They're about to let Dallas Goedert go.
No, yeah. Because I don't know if that's going to happen yet, although it certainly has the feel that Goedert won't be here this year. No, they were always going to be stuck between a rock and a hard place as far as who they could keep and who they would have to let walk. There was no way they were going to be able to keep Zach Bond, whom everybody said was their number one free agent.
But they didn't keep anybody else.
No, because they couldn't afford to keep anybody else. I mean, they couldn't get Milton Williams. What did he get? $100 million? I don't even remember what he got.
Something like that.
And then certainly wasn't going to pay Sweat that amount of money.
Hmm. It's a step back. I mean, it's a little bit of a step back here.
I mean, it may wind up being a step back here, but to me, that's no different than the last, I don't know how many Super Bowl champions. The Chiefs are the only ones who repeated. The Patriots.
I want to repeat. 215-592-9494.
Yeah. I believe the Chiefs did that after letting Tyreek Hill go.
They did.
So they had to make tough decisions with who they could pay and who they couldn't pay. And then it becomes on your coach and your organization and your quarterback. I mean, that's who it becomes. It comes on those guys.
All right, 215-592-9494. You're a little disappointed in the Eagles offseason. We do have a next question today. Happy birthday to Michelle Pfeiffer, who was born this day in 1958, which makes her what, 67 years old?
No, I think 60. 58? I think 65.
No. No.
Well, she'd be 70 if it was.
Yes.
If it was 65. 2028.
So it's 67 years old. Nice try, Jack. Nice try.
I don't think you're right.
You didn't write a math book. Yes, you did. So for today's next question, give us your go-to blonde. Blonde could be a guy, girl, whatever. Could be a horse.
Go-to horse?
Yeah,
that's
I don't know. Well, who knows? Jack, who's your go-to blonde?
Big answer. Loved him in Wedding Crashers. Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson?
That's a good blonde.
That's a dynamite blonde.
Yeah.
Good luck topping that.
Yep. Ike, go-to blonde.
Go-to blonde. I'm not.
You got to try to keep the delegation happy on this one?
No.
Okay.
It's a blonde. How can I keep the delegation happy?
Well, Beyonce's new album has.
That's not real blonde hair.
Lil Kim. All right. Yep.
Yeah, that's not real blonde.
Okay.
Hair.
All right.
You
want
to give me a wig? Yeah, I know what they're all
about.
All
right. All
don't try to call me out with the delegation.
No. I'm just trying to, you know.
No, I'm just. Okay. Blondes. I don't know who would be my go to blonde. Not a big blonde person.
No?
Nah, not really. You know. Man, go ahead. You pick one.
All right.
Let me see if I can think of one.
So first of all, let me say my wife is a blonde.
What did you say? Michelle Pfeiffer?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Hmm.
My wife is a blonde, and it's her
birthday
today.
Val.
It's her birthday. So happy birthday, Valerie.
Birthday?
It is her birthday.
Wow.
So happy birthday, Valerie.
Happy birthday, Val.
A blonde. My go-to blonde, however, is Kate Upton.
There it is.
Ooh, Kate Upton.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Because picking my wife would be cheating. That's the only reason I'm not picking Val. It'd be cheating.
Kate Upton, that's a good blonde.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yep. You have to think on this
one? I still can't think of one.
All right. 215.
Why can't I think of a blonde?
Because
you
know.
Use Michelle Pfeiffer. That's probably the one I would have used.
It's the only blonde, you know?
What did you say? Go-to. I know other blondes.
All right. Well, you'll think of one.
Yeah, I'll think of one.
All right. 215.
There's not many blondes out there.
I have to go to the delegation. Can I use Beyonce?
I could.
Sure. Yeah.
She's blonde hair, right?
Yes.
All right. Then, yeah, there you go.
All right. There you go.
The delegation is happy.
All right. 215-592-9494.
I'm seriously stuck. I couldn't think of one.
I know. I was shocked, actually. Corey in Columbus leads us off. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, we started the show with fireworks. Spike, hypocrisy. You a hypocrite right now, Spike.
How?
You a hypocrite. I'm going to tell you how. Because you up here acting like the Eagles last year. You was looking at them like that was the greatest thing since sliced bread. You didn't think they was winning the Super Bowl until we actually was holding the trophy. Now all of a sudden we can't.
Well,
do what
okay. So Corey, what do you want me to do? You want me to make my assessment based on what I thought in Week 3 last year, or what I thought after they won the Super Bowl?
Week 3? You ain't picked them to win the Super Bowl in Week 19, 20? Do you what? Week 3? Don't do that, Spike.
I picked them to win the NFC Championship game. I picked them to win every playoff game, and I picked them to win the Super Bowl
after Detroit went down.
No, I picked, but wait a minute. I picked them to win every game that they played. Corey, we're talking about from the end of last season till now, are you disappointed how the offseason went? They were the best team in football, clearly, at the end of last season. I do not think they are clearly the best team in football now.
All right, well you see, we talking in matter of fact. You sit up here and you just said you don't know if they the favorite. First of all, the term favorite comes from betting. They literally the favorite. Not who we think. The term favorite comes from betting. They the favorite still to win, right? Right or wrong?
They are the betting favorite to win, yes.
Okay, so, right.
But
so,
it doesn't make them the most likely.
So when you look at this, I mean, it's football. I'm just saying we using the term favorite. So when you look at the team, we getting the replacements wrong. See, so a guy like Ty Robinson, we don't draft him to replace Milton Williams. You draft Ty Robinson to replace more Ojomo. It's Ojomo's job that we hoping that he going to replace Milton Williams. Same thing with Keely Ringo. You know what I'm saying? That dude's job ain't supposed to be to replace Darius Slay. Darius Slay was CB1. Our job now is Quinyon Mitchell is CB1. We need Keely Ringo to replace what Quinyon Mitchell did at CB2.
Oh, should be easy. Should be easy to have him play as well as a guy that was like basically a Pro Bowl player last year, was defensive rookie of the year.
Right. But what I'm saying is, hold on, let me finish. What OG said, let me land the plane.
Yeah. Something so, Sam Hinkie could never do.
Yeah. Wasn't so, given the so, chance.
So look, like, we still got a long offseason left. I get it. The big parts is done. Like, I get it. Free agency is done.
Oh, what else are they going to do, Corey? Are you crazy?
It's done.
Well, I mean, you can make a trade for a corner. I mean, we've seen them trade for Ronald Darby before the season started. We've seen them trade for C.J. Gardner-Johnson before the season started. I know Jahan Dotson didn't do much, but we've seen them make a trade like that. What I'm saying is we've seen this team make trades when they see deficiencies on the roster going into the season. As of right now, the only question I really have on the roster is at safety, because we don't know yet. We don't know if Sidney Brown can play. Yep. We don't know where Makuba going to play.
Yep.
And outside corner. Everywhere else, I ain't worried. I'm not worried about the defensive line. I'm not worried about the other two corners. I'm not worried about Reed. I'm not worried about the linebacker. So it's like the only two questions is really outside corner and safety.
That's it, but that's not about true.
The, we're not, okay, worried about the linebacker. There's at least a question mark there at linebacker.
Well, see, my thing is with the linebackers is like, you got a guy like Zach. How many times have we went into the Eagles season where we don't even know who playing linebacker? We like, hey, we might have this guy, we might have that guy. You know, you got an all-pro linebacker starting at least in one position, right?
Sure, yeah.
But we're not comparing it to the beginning of last year. We're comparing it to the end of last year.
But what I'm saying is it's a season. When you go into the season, we're not going to end like – those guys left, so you're not going to go into a season where you left off. That's the point of a season.
Yeah, but for you to say you don't have any questions about the defensive line, where I hope Moro Jomo is as good as Milton Williams. Milton Williams is good enough to just get paid $100 million. I hope like Jalix Hunt and Azeez Ojulari and whatever are as good enough to replace on edge. No, I can land my plane now. We lost Josh Sweat. We lost Brandon Graham. Like, we lost, like, debatably the guys that were two of the most important guys on the edge last year. I hope these new guys are fine, but to just say that we're picking out the wrong guys to replace, you can't be as confident in all of those things as you were in what happened at the end of last year. It's okay, just say they're not going to be as good.
Nope, you don't have to say that.
Brandon, what I'm saying is Brandon Graham didn't play like the last 8 games, so we ain't going to count Brandon Graham.
Yes, right? But he played, but he was their best edge for the first half of the season.
He did not play the last 8 games, so I'm not going to count Brandon Graham like we lost a big part of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't on the field until the Super Bowl. He wasn't on them games. How you gonna just say we lost him? Like, what I'm saying is, I like what the replacements that they bought in. Are we saying they're gonna be Josh Sweat and Milton Williams? I don't know. But if you look at the rotation, when we finished the season with last year, the starters are still here. Only one different is Milton Williams. Like, Jordan Davis is still here. Jalen Carter's still here. And the two edges.
No, Sweat. Sweat is not here. I feel like
Josh
I'm going
Sweat,
crazy.
Yeah.
Josh Sweat's not here.
Jalen Tums was playing like, what, 45, 50% of the time?
Either we're talking about starters or we're not. Like, we did. It's okay to admit we lost important players.
Well, if nothing else, the depth was better last year.
Yes, it had to be.
I never said we didn't lose players. Every team loses players, but what I'm saying is I'm not worried saying like, oh, woe is me, we're not that good anymore. I'm not going to say that because I got to see these dudes play first. Just like last year going into the season, people didn't think that the team was that good, and we saw we won the Super Bowl. I can't say that until I see these dudes play.
Okay. Give us your go-to blonde.
All right, real quick, too. Yeah. Hey, man, Y'all was talking about centers yesterday, yo. If I'm Josh Allen, yo, we going home. We having a good time. You know, me and Haley Seinfeld, you know, we going to play some, you know, role plays in the room. You know what I'm saying? But look.
Wait. What did you say? Oh, talking about sex scenes?
Haley Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not sure I'd be able to deal with that, by the way, if I'm Josh Allen.
Like, really? What would the issue be?
You didn't see the scene, buddy.
Oh, was it like?
Yeah, I mean, like.
Well, if you date an actress, man.
I know. I just not sure I'd be able to deal with it. That's all.
Hey, listen, I get all that, but hey, listen, I'm gonna need you to be the girl in the scene for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, but I got Scarlett Johansson.
That's a good one.
There you go.
That's a good one. Scarlett Johansson's a good one. Absolutely.
Plus, I had to go to my top blonde list. I don't know why Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron, yeah. A+.
Why didn't she pop in my head?
I don't know.
Man.
She's in your head now.
Yep.
2 Days in the Valley. You remember that one? You remember that movie?
Yeah.
That was
what
her
is
first
she best
one.
Known for? Is she in Pulp Fiction?
No.
No, that was Uma.
Yeah.
Uma
Charlize Thunder. Theron was in Mad Max.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron was in Monster.
Mm. It's also Uma Thurman's.
She was great in Monster.
Yep.
She was in The Devil's Advocate.
Yes, she was in Devil's Advocate.
Yeah. That's probably the first time I was like, man, who the hell is that?
Yep.
I've seen her in something else too. Oh, she was.
We're forgetting a big one.
She was in A Time to Kill.
Oh, no, was
that
she?
Was that Ashley Judd?
There we are. 221.
That might have been Ashley Judd in A Time to Kill.
University of Kentucky's own?
Yeah.
All right.
I think that was Ashley Judd.
Coming up next.
Whose hair has been different colors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a big Ashley Judd fan.
Yeah.
Well, it was Lost Ike.
She was in that double Jeopardy movie, double Ashley Jeopardy, Judd. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Double Jeopardy, the best premise of all time. She gets convicted of killing her husband, was it?
Mm-hmm.
And she gets out of prison somehow, but he's not dead.
Uh-huh.
So she goes to kill him anyway because she's already been convicted of it, and you can't be convicted twice of the same crime.
Yeah. Who's the go-to? Who was the blonde of the 90s?
Ooh, or the 90s.
Meg Ryan?
Hell no. Cindy Crawford?
Is Sharon Stone on that list?
Sharon Stone.
Hell yeah. I just got too excited.
Wait,
I?
What did you just... Cindy Crawford's not blonde.
She's not, see?
Nah, redhead.
Cindy Crawford? Yeah,
I thought she's a brunette.
But maybe brunette, but not blonde.
Okay.
215.
Yeah, 215. All right. All right, are you disappointed in the Eagles offseason?
Let's lock back
it's
in.
Tell the Truth Tuesday. I can imagine it's 542. We're still like, hey, you know who had a good
still
year?
Coming up with names.
You know who had a good year? Coming up next, another quote from Howie about whether there is a path, at least, to bringing their tight end, Dallas Goedert.
Come on,
back.
Howie.
Come on, Howie.
Come on,
put away your pride.
EDG back here.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Park's coming up at 3 o'clock for Tuesdays with Elliot.
A notable blonde.
He is a notable blonde. Will anyone name him as their go-to blonde is the question. Probably not. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Are you disappointed in this Eagles offseason? Yes or no? What do you think?
Hell no. And I'm going to say 80%.
89%. We have some liars here. You can't.
Been an okay offseason.
Well, what's been okay
great.
About it?
It's been okay.
Done well, anything.
What I heard was going into free agency, we can keep two.
Yeah.
We didn't keep two. We only kept one.
Right.
We replaced them with literally not one notable free agent. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one was a bargain bin guy. Some might work out. Some might not. Some might, whatever. We didn't trade up in the draft. Didn't get anybody that anybody was talking about. Now, Jahad Campbell might end up being a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, come on. It's like you could be a little disappointed in the offseason. That's all. Is you can be a little disappointed. Might end up working out, but
so
you could be a little disappointed. Tell the Truth Tuesday.
Well, why should we be disappointed? Because that's what I don't get. Like, if you think about the overall feeling of the team, I don't think people feel like we don't have a chance to go win the Super Bowl this year. This season is going to be a waste of season. We're not even trying to win. Like, I don't think that's the feeling around the team.
Do you think this, if I had said, when the offseason started, if I had said, okay, here's what we're going to do. with the guys that we're losing. We're going to replace Josh Sweat with Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari.
Right.
We're going to replace N'Kobe Dean with a draft pick. We're going to replace Darius Slay with Kelee Ringo. We're going to replace CJGJ with a second round pick and Sidney Brown.
Okay.
We're going to replace Mekhi Becton with Tyler Steen and a guy who was a bust somewhere else, maybe. Might end up being good here, whatever. And we're going to lose Dallas Goedert, and we're not going to replace him with anybody.
Like, I've not lost Dallas Goedert yet.
But, you know, it seems like it. You know, and people would have been happy with all that?
Happy is different than being content. So, and maybe it is the same. Maybe it's a fine line between those two.
Right.
I don't think people would be jumping up and down for joy over it, as I am not, from that standpoint. But also look at the team. The only player that I can say, you know what kind of caught me off guard is CJGJ. And like everyone else, we knew the Eagles were going to have difficulty spending money this offseason. So I didn't expect a star cornerback to come in and replace Slay. I didn't expect them to go out and get some big-name defensive end that would come in and replace Josh Sweat. We always felt that they were going to replace from within when it comes to Milton Williams as a rotational tackle. And even the Mekhi Becton situation, as much as I wanted him back, it's not like he was the linchpin to the offensive line. You still got four other Pro Bowl, All-Pro caliber offensive linemen there. So we all feel like the O-line is going to be perfectly fine, right? I don't think anybody's worried about the offensive line.
No. I think the offensive line will likely be fine.
Offensive line will be perfectly fine. Defensively, listen, we didn't get a lot of sacks last year. And I'll say this, as much as I love Slay as a player, and I did, I'm not gonna crap on Slay because he's not here, as we'll do sometimes when players leave. I'm not going to do that with Slay because I think he earned respect for what he did and how he played here. But he wasn't necessarily a playmaker last year.
Slay, no, but he was good.
He didn't get his first interception until the Green Bay playoff game.
I would say that Slay was better than I thought he was going to be last year.
I understand that he didn't shut down a top receiver. Like, we watched him play. He was good for a 30-plus-year-old corner. Would you say he played better than Quinyon Mitchell last year?
No.
And he was a rookie.
But he was also maybe the defensive rookie of the year.
But he didn't have an interception either. At least we saw him.
Well, it's because CJGJ stole all of them from him. Here's part of my disappointment is I heard for so long that the cap doesn't exist for the Eagles.
Yeah.
And this entire offseason has been about managing the cap.
But then you heard that from people who don't know about the cap.
Well, even what's-his-face said it. Jake Rosenberg basically said if there's a way, they can figure out a way to keep everybody. They can keep, if they really want to keep a guy, there's a way they can figure out
it's
a way to keep
Joe
a
Banner
guy.
Said.
Well, that's what Jake Rosenberg said. He's been there more recently than Joe Banner has.
All I know is I'm saying Jake Rosenberg also is, well, the proof is in the pudding of what they did.
Sure.
Like, it's what they did. So they obviously don't have the flexibility to go out and sign a bunch of people. And quite frankly, if I were to look at, this is one thing we didn't do, because we don't look back at it this way. Go look at the free agent signings. Tell me the players that the Eagles would have signed for the money that they got and would have been a difference maker here. I'd argue this is probably one of the weaker free agency classes when it comes to impact players. Anytime Milton Williams got the biggest contract in free agency, he's at the top of the list.
Yeah, but don't
like,
you...
No, like, no other defense... I don't know if any other dynamic defensive players moved around this offseason.
I guess what worries me is that we probably lost the two biggest defensive free agents in football. In Josh Sweat and Milton
but
Williams.
We
in
terms that, of money. We anticipated that.
I guess, but...
So if you keep Milton Williams, you can't keep Zach Bond.
But you say we can't. Well, they chose not to. I don't know if they couldn't have.
Well, here's the thing. They also paid Saquon.
They did, which was also a weird decision.
But the right decision.
I guess.
Oh, it was the right decision.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Fritz.
A weird decision.
All right, there we go. Thank
you.
Dude,
talking about the best player on the team.
Last year.
Yes.
Well, you pay players for future performance.
You pay players for future performance.
They gave him the biggest running back contract there was, and then they went and doubled down and gave him $40 million.
Because imagine paying somebody $13 million and he's underpaid. Because you gave him a contract based on what they got, what running backs get paid last year in a market that shows a little bit of respect, a very little respect for running backs. And then after the season he had, he is a $20 million a year player. Can we all agree with that?
Was a $20 million a year player last year?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be that this year. You wouldn't make that bet, I don't think. Would you rather give Saquon that money or keep Milton Williams and Josh Sweat?
Saquon, without even thinking about it.
And remember, Saquon was under contract for the next 2 years.
Yes, I still would rather pay Saquon. First of all, Josh Sweat had a great contract year.
Sure, yes.
And it was 8.5 sacks.
Yep, I agree.
Wasn't all pro, wasn't a pro bowler.
Super Bowl MVP.
Okay, a lot of Super Bowl MVPs that played well for that one game. I can run them off to you. Larry Brown, Timmy Smith? Yeah, Timmy Smith had a great game for the Washington Redskins.
Nick Foles.
Jalen Hurts. 215-592-9494.
You can even say Jalen Hurts.
Right.
I'm just saying.
At least
Jalen Hurts has been a all-pro player.
Yes,
Josh Sweat
you're right.
Has not. Come on. Josh Sweat is not that great of a player.
No.
And they overpaid for him.
I agree.
They overpaid for him. So the Eagles know this, and they're not going to overpay for Josh Sweat.
But they overpaid for a guy they already had.
He's worth it.
Last year.
No, he's worth it, period.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Dave in New York. You're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Dave.
First time calling into this show. I've been wanting to, but only now am I on paternity leave, so I was actually able to call in.
Nice. Yeah, yep.
You and Jack, two peas in a pod.
Yep, just take all the time off. Yep.
Yeah, well, I think our kids were born around the same time because she is 2-0 as an Eagles fan, championship game and Super Bowl. So
okay.
Yeah, sadly Sutton is too.
Yeah.
Sutton's went 3-0, right? 4-0.
Sutton's never seen a loss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how long's your paternity leave? Hold on, I got a sympathy week.
You had 2 weeks.
Yeah, two weeks.
I have 1 week. So my wife's back at work, and this is my
1 week. Oh, there you go.
Oh
so you
God,
have 1 week.
The wife is back at work?
Wait a minute. You have 1 week, and Jack took two. So Jack took 100% more leave than you did.
Well, I took 1 week originally and added the second week. Technically still have 4 more weeks. It was good knowing you all for the month of July.
All right.
So my main point I want to make is, like, of course the team is worse, and I think that's no surprise, right? Like, just given the math around free agency. But I think what's disappointing is paying Saquon and also the draft, and I think for those reasons it is a disappointing offseason. I think I totally hear Saquon being worth the money, but you didn't have to pay him. You had him under contract for 2 more years. And the draft, like, unlike last year where we – quite clearly addressed the biggest hole in the roster with the 2 cornerbacks. It's not really clear to me how we address some of the bigger holes. Like maybe Campbell is an edge rusher, but hasn't really played that at all recently. And I think some of the other holes on defense, it's not obvious to me that the team's gotten a lot better there. So maybe some of these drafts just pan out. But I guess on the whole, I'd say of course the team was going to get worse. The only way that wasn't going to be the case is if Jalen Hurts is Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady and can just carry a worse team as he gets better, which I don't think is likely.
Well, but by the way, let me say this about what Jalen has the opportunity to do. Ike brought up the Chiefs losing Tyreek Hill. Jalen hasn't really lost. He'll lose Goddard, most likely. But Jalen will have every tool at his disposal to rise to the occasion next year. He's got two great wide receivers. He's got the best offensive line in football. Like, he has Saquon. So, like, nothing's been really taken away from Jalen. So if there is a rise to the occasion opportunity, it is for that guy right there next year.
Yeah, and we'll see. I don't know if Jalen has that in him. I think if he plays like he did the last 3 games of the playoffs and does that throughout the entire year, then I think we'll definitely see that. And maybe the team, I think certainly the team will contend for, it is a contender for the Super Bowl, even with the step down. But yeah, I'm pretty disappointed with the draft overall. I was hoping, you know, I'm glad that they drafted defense. That's clearly where the holes were. But the I didn't think it was a great draft. And the fact that we probably are going to lose Goddard, who I think is underrated in terms of the impact he has on the team when he's healthy, you know, makes me think it's more of a, you know, we're one out of maybe six different teams to have a shot at it, as opposed to being clearly the best.
Yeah, I think that's fair. They haven't, you know, and Dave,
I wonder what their odds were last year before the season.
Were they? They were top
three or four.
Were they one
of six teams? Well, coming off the year they had.
Yeah.
Were they one of six teams that had a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl, Dave?
They probably were.
I would say
but
no.
I think we all felt much better coming out of that draft. Like, I think we all knew Quinion and Coop were the real deal.
We definitely felt good coming out of the draft.
How the hell could we know Quinion and Coop were the real deal? How many of y'all watch Iowa play? And that goes double for Toledo. No, we hope they were good.
Yeah, but Quinion was pretty much ranked the number one cornerback.
He still was out of Toledo, though. To say we knew it. How many people watch Toledo play?
The Eagles were plus 1,200 last year to win the Super Bowl.
Where was that in terms of, they had to be like fifth or sixth, right?
Chiefs were higher. Lions and Eagles were tied at plus 1,200.
Well, there you go. Well, that's
as the tops in the NFC?
The Ravens are plus 1,000, so they had better odds. And then I'm trying to see what the Niners were. The Niners were plus 600. So, yeah, so they're like 5-6.
Okay.
We're the same.
Yeah. Going into last year, though. All right. Dave, next question. Give us your go-to blonde.
Legally blonde. Reese.
Reese Witherspoon. Hey, Reese Witherspoon. There you go. We had the ex-husband of Reese right here in the studio. Ryan. You guys did, yes. Ryan Phillippe. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Ryan, if you're listening. You're more than just Reese Witherspoon's ex-husband.
Yeah, he's a big, yes.
We love you, Ryan.
He's a big Eagles fan.
You are, she's your ex-wife. That's the way we think about it here. That's the way we think about it here.
Hold on, where's the brotherhood?
I don't even know her name. I don't even know her name, Ryan. I forgot about her. Be complete honest with you. 215-592-9494. You know, spring is here. As the guy said earlier, I'm moving into my new house on Thursday, and very soon, that house will have new windows from Gaida and a brand new front door from Gaida. I didn't have proper respect for the front door until I went over to Gaida and talked to Ronnie.
And now you're a doorsman.
Well, the front door is the centerpiece of the home. You look at the home, the first thing you see is the front door. Look, if you have to replace those windows like I did, yes. And I went in that house. I was like, oh, these windows need replacing. Now I'm excited to get that triple pane glass in there. That high efficiency, low E glass. Oh, yeah. Call Gaida. You know you've had to replace those windows and maybe even the door as well. And it's a good time to do it. It's spring. That's when you get those little jobs you've been putting off all winter. Gaida is going to help you out. 20% off everything. So that's 20% off of that insulated front entry doors. 20% off the sliding patio door, also, which I'm getting. 20% off every expertly installed energy efficient window. You start your project with no money down, so you could walk into Gaida with no money in your pocket and interest-free financing for up to 3 years, 36 months. This is a limited time only. There are restrictions. So what I want you to do is call 877-GO-GAIDA. Get all the details from them. They can set up your free, no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. So we've been talking about whether they will or will not lose Dallas Goedert. There have been breadcrumbs from Howie all offseason that seem like they will lose him. He was asked the question directly. Here's how it went.
Do you see a path where Dallas can come back at this point? And is that the one place maybe you're still a little bit uncomfortable?
Dallas is a heck of a player, heck of a person. Certainly don't want to do anything publicly where we're discussing anyone's business, but have so much respect for him. Been to two Super Bowls together, and obviously would love him on this team. You know, you always love having Dallas on this team, but we're not there right now on any of that. But love Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, I mean, this is. I think they definitely. My gut is they want him on the team, and it's just it's a much lower number. But I just keep going back to on the number part of it. If they're not like they have what 20? I don't know how much the draft is going to eat into the cap space. We'll get with Elliot on that. Yeah. I think they had about $20 million going into the draft. So of cap space, you figure maybe they lose $6 or $7 million of that. You know,
to draft picks.
To draft picks, but then. Like, what are you doing with that cap number? I guess is my question. I know you want to win the negotiation to some extent, but I guess if I'm the Eagles, and I know the Eagles always want to have a little bit of cap flexibility within the season in case something were to come up, but what is that cap space doing for you at this point? I guess that's my point. Yeah. I know you want him for a little less money because he misses games, so on and so, he's older, but what, like, what's the purpose here? Again, I think they're just better off having him. They're a better team if he's on the team.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we've been saying that from the beginning. I think most fans want him here if it can work out. But this certainly feels like it's a money thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really boils down to the Eagles not wanting to pay Dallas Goedert whatever it is he's due to make this year. Because if, let's say, Goddard wanted to get an extension, right? And they couldn't come to a deal. Okay, then he just plays out the final year of his deal.
That's my point, is just play out the year, have him on the team.
What type of now, they did this with Josh Sweat last year.
Yeah.
What type of pay cut did he take?
I think he made $9 million last year.
Yeah, and I don't know.
And maybe they guaranteed it or something.
I don't know what how much did it come down. I don't know if he went from 20 to 9.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You know what I mean? So, I
do you think that part of this, from a cap standpoint, do you think there's another deal they want to make? Do you think there's a big deal?
No.
Is there a TJ Watt? Is there a Hendrickson? No.
Nope.
Now, I just can't figure out what they're doing with that cap number. Like, why it's such a big deal? That's my question.
Yeah, because I don't, and then I don't know what the ramifications are if they were to release him. We're gonna ask Elliot. Like, I'm wondering if you could just release him, then you release him and move on from him. If he isn't willing to take a pay cut, you're gonna have to release him anyway, right? If he's not gonna take a pay cut.
Well, if he's not going to, you either release him or he just plays on this year.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But it seems like the Eagles want him to take a pay cut.
It seems like he's not going to play on this year.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah.
Well, if they cut him before, it's okay. So here, it makes it even more confounding when you look at it, right? So his cap number now is 11.7.
Okay.
If they release him before June 1st, his cap number is 21.3.
Okay, so they're not going to do that.
Right. If they release him after June 1st, his cap number is 9.5.
Oh, then they're going to wait after June 1st.
Yeah, but then they only save $2 million on the cap.
Well, what I can't figure out about that is that they designated Slay as a post-June 1st cut when they cut him.
They did.
So they just do that?
They can do it. It's like you have to wait until June 1st. You can designate
Right, but
someone.
I think they were definitely – they knew that they weren't going to trade Slay, so it's really just let him go ahead and find something for
him. They think he has more value, right?
Yeah, they're actually trying to get something in return for Dallas.
But it's a fifth-round pick or a fourth-round pick. That's what makes it – frustrating,
right? Like
just keep them.
Just keep them,
dude. You got 20 picks over the next 2 years.
Yeah, you don't even need a pick.
We don't have enough roster spots for all those.
Well,
picks.
Here's the other thing.
Who's starting at tight end?
Well, here's the other thing.
Grant Calcaterra.
I don't know. You didn't make tight end a priority in this draft.
They didn't draft one, and there were a bunch of tight ends in this draft.
Then what's the plan if it's not Dallas Goedert?
That's what I'm saying. They signed one bargain bin guy for a tight end, didn't they?
But it's like a blocker, I think.
Okay.
Not like they do need that, but still.
It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It's still not more valuable than having Goddard on the team. Yeah, I have no idea.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah,
and
they
tried it. You tried it. You tried bringing him into the draft,
right,
hoping somebody would trade for him. By the way, the one team that Elliot kept talking about as a potential trade partner just drafted the best tight end in the draft. So they don't need Dallas Goedert.
Yep.
You know, you're not going to trade him. You're not. Just keep him. And Dallas, take a little bit less. Make them feel like they won. You know, I also wonder, too.
I don't know about that.
Well, I also wonder. I also wonder this. If you're Dallas Goedert's agent and you are now in this situation, and you look and you say, if you didn't want us, you could have designated me as a post-June 1st cut at the beginning of free agency and given my client a chance to go explore the market.
Yeah.
Now, there's no room. anywhere for him to make money.
Yeah.
So now they like if I'm Dallas Goedert and I'm Dallas Goddard's agent, I feel a little annoyed that you.
Well,
were,
that's why it's even less likely he takes the pay cut. He's already costing money.
Right. You've already cost him money.
Yeah.
Just keep him. All right. We'll ask Elliot. I'm gonna drill down on Elliot here because Elliot insisted they were gonna trade him for something.
You remember this? Probably tried to.
Well, you know, he partly won Eagles Insider of the Year on his Dallas Goedert stuff. So this could hurt him. It could hurt him in 2026.
Yeah, as long as we can remember.
All right, 215-592-9494. It's okay to admit it. Tell the Truth Tuesday. Are you a little disappointed in the Eagles offseason? I sure am. I'll tell you, speaking of disappointed, Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.